There's a big event happening this weekend. On Sunday, friends and families will gather together in a celebration that's centered around a uniting purpose and occasion. In this gathering, people will find an escape from their everyday problems, a chance to join together in a common cause that gives them a sense of unity and purpose. Indeed, their common cause can, at least temporarily, remove those many distinctions that fracture us as a nation. It will be enjoyed by the rich and the poor, by men and women, and by Democrats and Republicans, all of whom can join together in promoting their common interest. It's an occasion for people to celebrate, to forget their troubles, and to enjoy each other's company. As you may have already guessed, one event that fits the scenario described above is, of course, the Super Bowl. As you probably know, the Super Bowl has pretty much become an unofficial American holiday. According to Wikipedia, more than 100 people just in the United States tune in to the Super Bowl. It's often the most popular television program of the year. Even if people aren't watching the game, they often just watch the commercials or gather together during that time to eat and drink and socialize. And yes, the bonds that form between fans of particular teams, or even against particular teams, seem to overcome many hardened distinctions in our society. However, there's also another important event that joins people together this weekend, that unites them in a common cause, overcomes distinctions, and provides relief from the stresses and troubles of the world and the opportunity to fellowship with others. Here in Eau Claire this week at Messiah Lutheran Church, there will be services Saturday evening and Sunday morning. These services allow us the opportunity to celebrate the greatest victory of all, Christ's victory over death and his winning for us, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. So let us consider the word of God in the familiar verse of Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, let us learn to rejoice in our opportunities to worship. Who doesn't look forward to going to a fun event like a Super Bowl party? Indeed, it's easy for us to think of the things we love to do, play in or attend a sporting event, watch your favorite TV show, participate in a cherished hobby or pastime. But oftentimes we don't think of our opportunity to worship as one of the things that we love to do. So often when we are trudging to the bus on Saturday evening or awaking to the alarm on Sunday, we don't echo the psalm and say, I'm glad that I'm going to church, or I'm so excited to go to church today, or I can't wait to hear chapel today. We're certainly weighed down by our own sinful flesh as we find excuses to find more important things for ourselves to do instead of worshiping the Lord. Or even if we do go to church, we may go grudgingly with a terrible attitude. Also, it seems that in America, and especially here at Emmanuel, because we have so many opportunities to worship together, morning chapel, evening chapel, weekend services, classes, so many opportunities that we may be tempted to take these opportunities for granted rather than rejoice in them. So how do we rejoice in our opportunities to worship? Our attitude towards worship shouldn't be motivated by the threat of punishment or the promise of reward. Rather, we depend on the Holy Spirit to move our hearts as we consider the wonderful news of our forgiveness of sins that leads us to be happy and even excited about the opportunity to hear more about our Savior and to celebrate him with other Christians. As I mentioned earlier, we're blessed with a number of opportunities to worship here at Emmanuel. To help us appreciate these opportunities, it may be helpful to think about those countries, especially those in our mission fields, where governments actively persecute Christians. Closer to home, you may think about that later in life, you will miss the opportunity for daily worship in chapel. Once you graduate, you may end up living in a place where you cannot attend church regularly. Having experienced this, I can tell you that even with all the streaming services and sermons posted online, living without a home congregation nearby definitely leads one to appreciate the chance to attend worship service on a regular basis. But the gladness, the joy we ought to feel in approaching worship of the Lord can be felt when led by faith, we look forward to how beneficial it is for us. In a world that seems more consumed with keeping busy and where stress and depression has taken such a large toll on so many, people pay good money to find treatments to bring the peace of mind we can find in worship centered on God's word. Jesus promises, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He provides us that greatest blessing, rest for the soul. He is the bread of life for our hungry souls. He who comes to him will never hunger, and he who believes in him shall never thirst. Indeed, what could give us greater peace of mind than being reminded of our assurance that our greatest problems, sin and death, have been solved for us? What could provide greater pleasure than being able to join in songs of thanks and praise for the God who solved all these problems for us? What could bring us greater comfort and happiness than being able to fellowship with Christians and share both our struggles and our joys? With such blessings that we find in worship, we are reminded of the Savior's words in Luke, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Recognizing the blessings his word brings us will lead us through faith to gladly hear and learn it. So rejoice in your opportunities to worship. There'll be Super Bowl parties across the nation on Sunday, and the outcome of the game itself will provide a victor. But we can also say this weekend, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Because Christ has won the ultimate victory over sin and death, and we are assured of the ultimate celebration of this victory eternally in heaven. We'll close with hymn 2, verses 1, 2, 6, and 7. Hymn 2, 1, 2, 6, and 7.